We're delighted to say that having made it through the melee outside, we have Taylor Swift live on Radio 2. How are you, Taylor?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you again.
It's very nice to see you. But this time, because last time when you came in, you were just talking about tracks and the record, and you had some big live shows to do. And now you have some friends, and you have some... You have your guitar with
I
you.
Did.
An astonishing guitar that you have there.
Thank you. I brought my guitar, and I also brought two of my guitar players, Paul and Grant, so they're here too. And I'm so thankful that you invited us to come play some music today.
Now, Speak Now is the new album.
It is.
Tell us everything that we need to know about Speak Now.
Well, Speak Now comes out on October 25th, and I wrote this record about the last 2 years of my life, which have been pretty eventful. I mean, there's been a lot to write about. And for me, one of the things I'm proud about concerning this record is that I wrote it without any co-writers. So taking responsibility and taking ownership of every single line, every single word, every single pre-chorus, it's like I'm so anxious and nervous and excited at the same time.
Because it's probably worth saying there's a big Nashville thing about co-writing, isn't there? There are often teams of writers or pairs of writers who get together and do songs, but not in this case.
Well, it started out by circumstance. You know, I'd get a really awesome idea at 3:30 in the morning on a tour bus, driving through Montana or something. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I would want to write it and I'd want to finish it. And there's nobody to call and say, hey, do you want to come help me with this song? You want to see what your input is here? It's like, you know, I just would write it. And that's how the album got made.
Now, you have in the past been known for writing songs about former guys who you've been going out with, who you're not that impressed with. Surely this album can't be full of more of the same. It is full of more of the same, isn't it? Are there more songs on this album about chaps?
There are songs on this album about romantic adventures and misadventures. And, you know, you learn a lot over the course of 2 years from 18 to 20. That's what this record is written about. And it's funny because one of my goals as success has, you know, fortunately come into my life, I've never wanted to change who I am as a person, and I've never wanted to change who I am as a songwriter. And I write songs about my life. I always have, and I still do that now.
Well, illustrate that then. What's the first song you're going to do, Taylor?
This is a song called Mine, and it's the first single off of this album. And it's about falling in love, but falling in love from the place that you've gotten your heart broken before, and you know what it's like to have love really, really tear people apart, and to know what that feels like. And sometimes you can't jump in head first. You have reservations because of what you've seen in the past. And I think that making a real relationship work is probably about overcoming all those demons and making it last anyway.
Who's this about then?
That's a good question.
There's the answer. Okay, so Taylor Swift sings live on Radio 2. Take it away, Taylor. That's Taylor Swift singing live on Dry Time on Radio 2, which was just a fantastic performance, Taylor.
Thank you.
So let's just mention again your guitarists here. Just introduce them.
Paul Sidoti on acoustic guitar.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm great. How
are
you doing?
Give us a little twang there. That's what we want.
Nice.
A little country lick.
Yeah, very good.
On the other side, we have Grant Michelson on the other acoustic guitar.
Hi, Grant. Can you do better than that?
I'll try.
Fantastic.
He's actually better than me. I'm serious.
That's terrific. I came to see the shows that you were doing when you were over here last time, Taylor. I went to see you at Wembley, and you had a look of astonishment on your face for a lot of the concert. The noise, because I said this on air the next day, the noise from the audience was the greatest noise I think I've ever heard at a gig.
Oh, thank you.
They were deafening.
They're amazing.
But their response to you, and you stood, I mean, maybe this happens every day, maybe you still haven't got used to it, but you looked astonished at their reaction.
I am absolutely astonished by my fans on a daily basis. The most amazing things they've done for me. They've made my life so exciting. And because of them, I get to stand on a stage and sing songs that I've written and see them singing the words back to me. And songwriting comes from a place of being alone. You know, when you write a song, you're alone in that moment, feeling like you might be the only person who has ever felt that way. Like, I'm the only person who's ever felt this kind of sad. Then when you put that song on a record and you put it out there into the world and you stand on a stage and you see somebody sing it back to you and you see a whole crowd sing it back to you, you're not alone anymore. Mm.
And they might sing it back to you before it's actually even been released because the song's been leaked to the internet or something, which happens.
That happened with this song, happened. But they made the song number one on iTunes as soon as it came out. I was like, you know what, you guys really turn everything into fun.
But you, maybe you still do this. Maybe you do it every night. But I hadn't seen you before. You stand on stage. Everybody applauds, and then they yell and cheer, and then you still stand there, and they yell and cheer some more, and then you still stand there, and I'm thinking, how long can she keep this going? And it's quite extraordinary. Does that happen every night?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for coming to the show.
Well, it was a good show.
I appreciate
it. I got a free ticket, so. And I brought my daughter, so she, you know,
she's beautiful. I love it. I love being on stage and hearing people. Hearing an audience scream is sort of my favorite sound in the world. Just a secret. That's absolutely my favorite noise ever. And it's just wonderful to get to do that and call it a career choice because it's so much fun.
On the new album, I've only heard 4 tracks from the new record. Is it different from the last one?
Yes.
What are we going to notice that's new on there?
I think I've always had this general theory that if I'm always writing songs about my life and my life is always changing, then my music will always be changing. There's different subject matter, different characters, and different musical risks. I think with me making an album, I want to do things differently than I've done them before, and that was the fun of making this record, is, you know, using different instruments, using different structures of songs, and exploring sounds that I hadn't explored before.
Now, we invite everyone who comes on the show to sing a song for the Great British Songbook. There's a lot of songs to choose from. What have you gone for?
I chose a Coldplay song because Chris Martin is one of my absolute songwriting heroes, and I think he's just unbelievable, and he's been really, really kind to me.
Okay, and which tune are you going to do?
We're going to sing Viva La Vida.
Excellent. Okay, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift singing live, singing a Coldplay tune on Drive Time. Taylor Swift singing Coldplay on Radio 2. Let's just finish up a couple of emails and texts to you, Taylor. You'll get these all the time. This is from Vallea. Taylor, you are my role model. I am 11 years old. I've just started to learn how to play the guitar. How old were you when you started to play?
That's so sweet. I was 12 years old when I started playing guitar. It was actually sort of a funny story. I had taken lessons before, and they were teaching me note by note, and they were teaching me lots of theory. And, of course, I would get bored quickly and fall asleep during lessons and all that. And one day when I was 12, I was sitting there doing my homework, and a guy came over to fix my computer. And he had just come from a gig because he was in a local band, had a guitar with him. And he looked over at it and said, "Do you play guitar?" And I said, "No, I really want to, though." And he said, "Do you want me to teach you a couple chords?" And he did, and he taught me 3 chords that night, and I was just in love with it, so he left his guitar with me that night, and I wrote my first song that night.
Sounds like the start of a song. This from Lisa. Simon, I hit Taylor on your program. Can you ask her what it was like performing with Stevie Nicks at the Grammys this year? Did she learn anything from Stevie?
Being around Stevie was absolutely magical. She is just a magical person. She's got so many stories about life and about love. And, man, I remember phone conversations with her and talking to her and just being so blown away at what a full life she's lived. And she would tell me the coolest stories. And
I bet she did.
She's so obsessed with romance and love, just like me, so we got along.
Was it okay that we didn't scream at the end of that tune? Because I was just aware you said screaming is, you know, you like hearing the sound of screaming, and there's about 20 of us here watching. So
no, I mean,
okay,
it was...
We didn't.
Yeah, I was not going to complain.
Insist on it. So the screaming has to be done at the arena tour dates, which were announced yesterday. They go on sale on Friday, Tuesday 22nd of March, Birmingham LG Arena. Manchester MEN Arena on Tuesday the 29th, Wednesday the 30th, London O2 Arena. Taylor, fantastic to have you on the show again. Really appreciate that.
Thank you. It's really good to see you.
Thank you. Taylor Swift live on Radio 2. Do some travel in just a moment.